Jeremiah chapter 6. Bring your household to safety, you sons of Benjamin, from the heart of Jerusalem, and sound the ram's horn in Tekoa, and light a signal fire in Beth Hakerem. For trouble is impending from the north, and a great catastrophe. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a fair and delicate woman. Shepherds will come to her with their flocks. They will pitch their tents near her round about. Each one will pasture in his place. Sanctify a war against her. Arise, we will go up at midday. Woe to us, for the day has advanced, for the evening shadows are lengthening. Arise and let us go up in the night and destroy her palaces. For this is what the Lord of hosts says. Cut down wood and throw up a rampart against Jerusalem. She is the city which will be visited. There is nothing but oppression inside her. As a cistern keeps its water cool, so she has kept her wickedness cool. Violence and plundering are heard within her. Before me are sickness and wounding continually. Be chastised, Jerusalem, so that I myself do not become alienated from you, so that I do not make you a desolation, an uninhabited land. This is what the Lord of hosts says. They will certainly glean out the remnant of Israel, as with a vine, saying, "Draw your hand back to the baskets, as a vine reaper does." To whom can I speak and testify, and they will hear? Look, their ears are uncircumcised, and they are unable to listen. Look, the word of the Lord came to them as a reproach. They did not delight in it, and I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of enduring it. Heap it up on a child out of doors, and on a secret meeting of young men together. For even a man and wife will be taken, and an old man with him who is full of days. And their houses will be transferred to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand over the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. For from the least of them to the greatest of them, every one of them defrauds for unjust gain, and among both prophet and priest, every one acts falsely. And they had an easy way of healing the demise of my people, saying, "Peace, peace," when there was no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed an abomination? They were not ashamed at all, nor did they have a sense of ignominy, which is why they will be among those who fall. At the time when I visit them, they will stumble, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand on the ways and see, and ask for the age-old paths. Ask which way is the right one, and walk on it, and find rest for yourselves. But they said, "We will not walk there." And I set up watchmen over you, who said, "Listen to the sound of the ram's horn." But they said, "We will not listen." Therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what is to happen among them. Hear, O earth, I am about to bring trouble to this people, the fruit of their thoughts, for they have not listened to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it. What is this to me that frankincense should come from Sheba, and fine cinnamon from a distant country? Your burnt offerings are not a delight, and your sacrifices do not please me. That is why this is what the Lord says. I am about to put stumbling blocks before this people, and fathers and sons will stumble at them together. A neighbour and his friend will perish. This is what the Lord says. Look, a people is coming from the land of the north, and a great nation will be awakened from the remote parts of the earth. They will wield bow and spear. They are cruel, and they will not show mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses. They are mobilized as men ready for war against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard of their fame. Our hands have become limp, and adversity has taken hold of us, as has writhing like a woman giving birth. Do not go out into the field, and do not walk on the road, for the enemy has a sword, and there is fear all round. O daughter of my people, gird yourself with sackcloth and roll in ashes. occupy yourself with mourning as for an only son, with bitter lamentation, for the destroyer will come upon us suddenly. I have made you an assayer and a fortification among my people, so that you may know and examine their way. They are all inveterate rebels who go about slandering. They are copper and iron. They are all ruinous people. There is burning with bellows. In the fire, lead is consumed. The refiner refines in vain, and the wicked are not drawn off. They will be called rejected silver, for the Lord has rejected them.